So I'm doing a oral history project that involves walking long distances and talking with people. And today, in fact, I walked to see you for all the way from Brooklyn. So I figured that a guy who spacewalked might be.
How many miles is that?
It's 20. I thought it would be 21, but it turned out to be 23.
Wow.
So, but I wanted to ask, how does spacewalking feel like, and how does it differ from regular walking?
Well, you don't wear out the soles of your feet, for number one.
Yeah.
And you're just floating along. You're not physically walking. Any walking or moving around you do out there is with your hands instead of your feet. And if you can imagine, the spacesuit is pressurized to 4.3 pounds per square inch. So every time you open and close your gloves, it's kind of like squeezing a rubber ball. And if you can imagine doing that for 6 or 7 hours while you're outside on a spacewalk, you can imagine how fatigued your hands will get.
So what's the longest spacewalk and what are the physical and mental faculties you have to basically work up to get to that? That
well,
sort of endurance.
We train in a water tank in spacesuits, so we're using exactly the same muscles, exactly the same way we're going to use them on orbit. So that's very beneficial to us, and we do the training for 6 hours in a water tank, which is kind of the same amount of time we're doing things on orbit. So it works out pretty well, but it takes a lot of endurance. It takes a certain amount of strength in the upper body, but it's more the endurance factor that comes into play as you're out there for long periods of time.
Is it more mental endurance or physical endurance?
I'd say it's more physical. But having said that, I literally come back inside as tired mentally as I do physically, because your brain is going 1,000 miles an hour. It's trying to remember everything you're supposed to do. It's trying to remember where your safety tether is, what your buddy's doing. Every once in a while, you're trying to look and sneak a view of the ground, and it's... And your brain literally is just almost fried by the time you get back inside.
Yeah. You described in the presentation having this melancholic moment, the most melancholic moment of your life, when you had to actually step out after your last spacewalk.
Yeah, to come back inside. Yeah.
Yeah. What have you done to replace that, to get that sort of jonesing?
Well, I continued to work on the program. That was 10 years before I retired.
Yeah.
So I continued to work on the program and to dedicate my efforts to try to make sure that all the crew members that flew would fly safely.
Yeah.
And if I didn't like something, I'd stood up in meetings or wherever I was, and I would either send an email or call somebody. I knew everybody basically in the management structure in NASA, and they all knew me. And so, you know, I figured if I wasn't going to fly anymore, I didn't have to worry about saying something that might make somebody mad. I'd just say what I thought was right. And more than once, during countdowns, when I didn't like something, I would either call or email somebody. And for whatever reason, either because of what I said or because of what other people said or something, they stopped doing what I didn't like, and they came back another day to launch when things were straightened out.
Do you do any walking in the real world?
I walk quite a bit. In fact, I've been talking with my alma mater, Purdue University, on seeing if there's some way that I might be able to incorporate a walk across Indiana into a STEM-related thing for school kids, trying to help them get excited about learning more about what their career options might be, and by doing that, by walking across the state and basically saying, hey, I see this hybrid corn sign here. What is hybrid corn? How is it developed? Why is it important? Who does that kind of work? What kind of an education do they need? And then try to spend a little bit of time maybe in some corn company somewhere with some guy that helped develop those hybrid corns, talking about his educational background and why he's excited about what he does and things like that.
One of the things this project is actually building up to is I'm going to be doing a cross-country walk from Brooklyn all the way to San Francisco. And in fact,
wow,
it's going to take me across Indiana at one point.
Yep.
So, as a spacewalker, do you have any tips for a guy like me?
Watch for the bulls out in the pasture.
The bulls out in space, too. All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, Mr. Ross.